And welcome to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics, issues, and people that are important to you. And throughout this community, we are still dealing with the challenges of the coronavirus outbreak and the state's measures and the city and county's measures to actually slow the spread, efforts which do seem to be working. Initial data that the governor announced last night, seemed to indicate some slowness in the growth of coronavirus, but those measures were drastic and come at a steep cost for many of us throughout Colorado. And so joining me on the phone right now, we have Dr. Vin Chung, a dermatologist with Vanguard Skin Specialists. Welcome to the show, Dr. Chung.
Thank you, Shannon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, well, today we're going to be talking about, you are not right now what is considered the front lines of the battle against coronavirus, not in an ER or in a hospital setting, but there is a larger medical community throughout Southern Colorado that is dealing in its own way with the coronavirus outbreak because it has caused adjustments on a number of different levels. And so, first of all, Dr. Chung, tell me how you at Vanguard Skin Specialists found out about the increasing measures, which seem to come in a very rapid fashion, and the changes that would be required. How did that hit you guys at Vanguard Skin Specialists?
Oh, it was a total shock because treating skin cancer is what I spent 15 years training to do after I graduated from high school. And then we've been doing this in the Colorado Springs area for over 10 years now. We have thousands of patients who come every week. And so it was a shock when we're told that we can no longer do what we do. But after the shock, we then read it carefully and realized that even though we're not on the front lines of the medical care, we're still part of the medical system. And so that's what we have decided to do in response to this. We could still, and we still should, take care of emergent or urgent issues. For example, I still take care of life-threatening skin cancers that just can't wait. There are also different dermatological conditions that also cannot wait. And so we still need to balance that with social distancing. Mm-hmm. We also understood that every patient that we take care of for these acute problems is just another patient that do not have to go to the emergency room. And so even though we're not on the front lines, we're still part of the entire medical system, and we're going to help our colleagues out by keeping patients at home and out of the emergency room.
And I've thought a lot about this because there are various medical conditions that people might have that really don't allow for any suspension in the ongoing care and treatment. And you mentioned skin cancer. That's certainly one.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And so the other thing that we've done is we've pivoted and we have launched our telemedicine through our Vanguard virtual visits, where we're able to use video conferencing like Zoom or take care of patients over the phone. So patients who have chronic diseases that need to be on medications, they just cannot stop. And so through our virtual visits, we're able to have conversations with our patients, evaluate to the best that we can through video, and then continue to manage them by refilling medications or prescribing new medications to take care of them. So these are certain conditions that people will continue to have even when we are staying at home.
This has to be, even as convenient as you've made it through those virtual visits, it has to be unsettling for the patients. How do you reassure them that you're going to give them that continuity of care?
You know, I was actually very surprised because when we started it, I wasn't sure what to expect. But believe it or not, patients are so happy to see us on the computer screen because, like most people, they've been cooped up at home for so long. They're afraid, they're scared, they're not sure what would happen. And so just being able to see a familiar face through the computer was reassuring. So I've gotten a lot of very positive feedback from our patients. And if anything, we're able to say that we're still here. So in medicine, we all know that we should do no harm. And the best thing we can do to avoid doing harm is to keep people at home. But do no harm does not mean do nothing. And so that's what we've done at Vanguard Skin Specialists, is to figure out what is it that we can do that is still safe, that is still prudent, and still do what we're best at doing, and that is to take care of our patients.
Mm. Do you find the technology of, I'm guessing that people are using their phone cameras to help communicate with you and show you issues that they might have cropping up, since it's a dermatology specialist specialty, I'm guessing that that's on their skin. Do you have the, I guess, the same clarity of a vision that you need to be dealing and diagnosing these problems when it's done, you know, via cameras?
Yeah, so regardless of what technology we have, nothing will ever replace the face-to-face face-to-face evaluation that dermatologists provide to their patients. A lot of our evaluation are actually based upon touch as well, and to see certain spots under different lights. So it will never replace it completely, but it still serves as a tool to help us to determine whether or not this, what they have, is something that it requires them to come in to the office. And so we've used it beyond managing chronic conditions. We use it as a tool to determine whether or not something is urgent or emergent that requires more immediate care. And so for those patients, we select out on a very limited basis. We bring them in where we make sure that there's only one patient in our reception at any given time, and we bring them back in, take care of them, and then we send them out.
Okay. Dr. Vin Chung, thank you so much. We are going to continue this conversation. Dr. Chung is with Vanguard Skin Specialists, multiple locations in our area. Tell us those locations again.
We're located in Colorado Springs, Woodland Park, Pueblo, and Canyon City.
Okay, so multiple locations throughout southern Colorado. But this entire dynamic is playing out for medical providers throughout Colorado Springs, throughout this surrounding area, because whatever your medical needs are, some needs can be put off. Other needs, though, are more continuing and do need to be addressed. And so this is one way that one provider is looking for different ways to meet that need. We're going to continue the conversation here on KRDO's Morning News, The Extra, coming to you from 9 to 10 here on KRDO News Radio. We'll be back after the break. And we're back at 9:20. You're listening to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And certainly we know that so many businesses throughout Southern Colorado have been impacted by the shutdowns and closures that have been deemed that way because of the coronavirus outbreak and the stay-at-home order, which Governor Chiropolis had put in place. And we have on the line Dr. Vin Chung, who's with Vanguard Skin Specialists. And Dr. Chung, dermatologists, just one of the many medical providers throughout Southern Colorado who are dealing with this in a much different way than the hospitals we see featured on the evening news, where they're the ones that are having to respond to COVID patients showing up. You are having to deal with how to balance a continuation of patient care with the directives to socially distance yourself. Has it been difficult? Because as a medical provider, as a doctor, I'm guessing you didn't get into this profession so that you could stay away from your patients.
No, we didn't. And in dermatology, most of our diagnosis cannot be done, you know, without touching patients. And so that's been the biggest challenge. But under the current circumstances, it's the best that we have. And it, at the very least, through our Vanguard virtual visits, we could evaluate to see if it's something that patients must come in to have treated. And in a lot of cases, if we deem that it's not, we can just manage it through Zoom video conferencing. And, you know, the really interesting thing that we have learned from this is that, you know, even though we have offices in Southern Colorado, now that we've launched Vanguard virtual visits, we could take care of patients throughout the entire state. And so that's the interesting pivot that we have done. And I think that going forward, that's how medicine will be practiced, is that we would, this telemedicine is going to be here to stay.
And this may be introducing a lot of patients who were unfamiliar with it to it and how easy it is. I'm thinking of my in-laws who really see a myriad of medical providers, specialists on a semi-regular basis for various things that they are dealing with. And I know that when this outbreak started and they were worried about their elevated risks and going out and being exposed to this, they stopped all their visits. But there is concern that in stopping some of these semi-regular appointments and visits, that you could be doing yourself more harm, right?
Absolutely. Like we talk about in our practice, do no harm does not mean do nothing. And so we're going to find every way that we can to take care of our patients. And historically, we've always gone out to rural communities. We've gone out to underserved communities, taking care of ranchers, taking care of patients who are vets, who are retired, patients on Medicare, TRICARE, Medicaid. So we've always done that. And so during this crisis, we've doubled down on a mission to continue to do that. And through our Vanguard virtual visits, we've been able to extend our region even further throughout the entire state of Colorado. And in fact, yesterday I took care of a patient of mine who's stuck in North Dakota. He couldn't find a dermatologist there, so he called us and I was able to help him through our virtual visit.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a service. Let's talk a little bit about your background. You are a graduate and you graduated both medical school and undergrad at which institution?
I graduated from Harvard.
Harvard, go Crimson!
not a great football team, but a great place to learn.
I have a sweatshirt from there. That's as close as I've been to Harvard. But I'm assuming that you came away from. But what drew you to dermatology?
Yeah. So what drew me to dermatology is skin cancer surgery. So after I became a board certified dermatologist, I spent an extra year to do a fellowship in Mohs micrographic surgery. And that's where we take care of skin cancers, which is affects a lot of people in Colorado. We have one of the highest rates because of our high elevation. We have more UV than most of other places in the country. We have a lot of active people are outdoors. And for me, what I love about skin cancer is that it's a fixable problem. I love to take a problem that could potentially be fatal and then to be able to fix it when the patients go home, by the time the patients go home.
Oh, and here in Colorado, it is such a priority. I know as a parent of a small child, when she was very young and continuing even now, you know, the emphasis on putting on sunscreen to make sure to minimize problems both later in life and then concurrently. So Dr. Chung, tell me this. Are you able to do and have you had the need to do skin cancer surgeries since I call it a lockdown, it really isn't, but the stay-at-home order went into place about 2 weeks ago?
Yes, we have. We have pushed all of the surgeries back that could be pushed back. Basically, anything that could wait 1 to 3 months, we push back to May or June. But there are a handful of cases, aggressively growing squamous cell carcinomas or melanomas that cannot wait. And so each week I still continue to do a handful of these surgeries. And then anything that we could push back, we push back. But even with the lockdown, even with social distancing, skin cancer does not stop. And so people just need to understand that. And for me, when I think about any times of crises, we have three choices. One is to run away. And with this pandemic, it's not possible to run away. It's going to impact everybody. The other option is just to play dead or to shrink in fear and to just try to wait until this thing goes through. But our philosophy here is that in this time of crisis, we're going to fight and we're going to be proactive and take care of what we can take care of given the limitations that we have. And I urge that all patients do that. Recognize that this is how it's going to be for the present time, but you should not forget your health because you need to take care of your own body. And so beyond dermatology, I know there are primary physicians who offer telehealth, so please reach out to them as well. give them a call. You need to take care of your diabetes. Your sugars need to be under control, because if you don't take care of yourself, you may end up in the emergency room, which is a lot worse, not only for yourself, but it also takes the resources of the emergency room physicians.
Very good words. We're going to take a break right now. We have much more left here in the Extra. We're talking with Dr. Vin Chung with Vanguard Skin Specialist about how their business is responding to the coronavirus crisis, and also how they're trying to continue the care they're providing to patients. As well, we're going to be talking coming up a little bit about how you're responding as a business owner, because this is a business, and like many business owners, you're dealing with a sudden change in circumstances. So we're going to be talking about that. Much more to come here on The Extra. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra. We're the show that brings you the topics, issues, and people that are important to you. And throughout Colorado, and seriously, the nation and the world, coronavirus is topping the list of concerns. And we know that a lot of people feel anxious because certain things have been interrupted in their lives, certain things which may seem less important, but others which are very important, such as caring for your health. And so today on the phone, we have Dr. Vin Chung joining us, a dermatologist with Vanguard Skin Specialist. And again, thank you for sharing your insights on the medical care that providers are still continuing to work toward providing, even in spite of the obstacles that they're facing. Dr. Chung, one thing I was going to tell you, I don't think as a nation that we have ever paid so close of attention as we are now to how we're washing our hands and for how long.
That's right. It really,
I feel like a doctor every time I'm doing it, and I'm sure I'm not doing it as strenuously as a real doctor would be, but it really has, I think, opened a lot of people's eyes.
Yes, it sure has. And it just goes to show as well how interrelated that we are. Whether we like it or not, we do not exist in isolation. What we do affects the behaviors. How we behave affects others. And when I think about this, you know, this coronavirus, I believe it's more than just a biological fight against a virus that could harm our species. But I see it more as well as a fight in our mindset as well. It's a fight between hope versus despair. And I think that's how we're trying to respond here at Vanguard Skin Specialists. In a time of crisis, you could roll over and play dead, you could run away, or you can fight. And for this virus that would affect everybody in every industry, running away is not an option, and we refuse to play dead. And so that's why we have responded the way that we have, with trying to take care of our patients and taking care of our staff members.
In creating virtual visits, which you did, it sounds like really on the fly in a very short amount of time. I mean, how fast did it take you to come up with this, this pivot?
It took us 16-hour days over a period of about a week for us to launch it. And I would give credit to my wife, Liesl, who's our executive director. She's the one who did it. And we have amazing staff members who help her figure out how to get it done and launch it. And it's also in times of crisis that brings out the best in people. And I cannot be prouder of our team.
As a business owner, because Vanguard Skin Specialists, like many medical specialty providers throughout our region, is owned by individuals, is owned by business owners like yourself. How did you react to knowing that this could not just endanger the care that your patients were getting, but also the viability of your place as a business?
Yes, we are not immune. We are impacted just like any other business. But when we step back and think about this crisis, when I step back, I know that there is an end in sight, and I believe that our greatest challenge then is to go through this crisis living out the ideals that we believe in. And our ideals and our mission point to taking care of our patients as best that we can, and then taking care of our staff members as well as our community. And so that's why we decided to launch hard our Vanguard virtual visits and to do what we can. And we've decided to be as productive as we can so that we can keep all of our staff members employed. And this period has been just an amazing experience that was very emotional and very inspiring as I see staff members step up, volunteering to work longer hours and to be paid less. At Vanguard Skin Specialists, we believe that leaders eat last. And so the people who took the biggest pay cuts were those who were at the very top.
And that's a tough decision to make. I mean, certainly a lot of companies, you know, they're supporting families on this, and you were thinking of the families of all of your employees.
Absolutely. It's a tough decision in the sense that it is not an easy one, but it was a clear decision. Once we understood who we were and who we are and what we stand for, it made the most sense because it is consistent with our values of integrity, of humility, of professionalism, and generosity. And so it was not an easy decision, but it was a clear decision, and we all jumped at it.
And I know as a business owner, as a medical business owner, you have to be in contact with others who are in the same realm, in the same, maybe not in dermatology, but in other specialties too, or maybe in dermatology. What are the themes of the discussions that are going on as everyone tries to navigate their way through this and knowing there is an end in sight, but not knowing quite when that end will be, when a vaccine might be determined, all of those things factor into this, this sense of uncertainty that we all have.
Yes. So the sense of uncertainty is shared by everybody across every business. No one has the answer. But what we do know for certain is that we know that it will end. And we know that after we get through this process, we want to bring as many of our staff members through this as possible. So that's our commitment. We also want to be as great a service to our patients and our community as much as we can. So that's why we continue to take care of our patients. We're also a resource to all of our colleagues. We have sent our cell phone numbers to all of our providers in the community. If they need us for any curbside consultation, any questions at all, we're available. Because as I mentioned earlier, any patient that we can keep at home or keep out of the emergency room is what we can do. The challenge with crises is that sometimes people feel helpless because they don't know what they can do. And for us, once we figure out what it is that we can do, that gives us hope, and that gives us something to focus all of our attention towards. And that is something that I have learned from my own personal background coming to this country as a refugee. When my family left Vietnam as refugees, the world had turned upside down, and the Vietnam War happened. We didn't cause it. We couldn't control it. We couldn't change the outcome. But we knew that there are ways that we could respond to it. And in that instance, what we chose to do was we left the country. We fled the country. Right now, with this coronavirus pandemic that's taken over this entire world, it's a very similar situation. It's just there. And then there are things that we each individual can do. And so once we focus on that is what we're going. That's how we're going to find hope. And also, once we figure out who are we trying to defend and protect, we protect our family, we protect our patients, we protect our staff members. That will give us the strength that will be stronger than any fear that we may have.
Well, we are talking with Dr. Vin Chung. Incredible bedside manner you have, Dr. Chung. Very inspirational. I'm feeling much more positive about things just listening to you. So we have more to talk about, including getting over the technology hump that some patients might feel or experience and how you're guiding them through that. Because as you move to virtual visits in this time, this is something that many people have not experienced. So we're going to be talking about that as the extra continues. We're going to take a short break and be back in a moment. 9:50 is your time. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. We're on The Extra with Dr. Vin Chung, who's with Vanguard Skin Specialist, talking about not only how the coronavirus outbreak and the subsequent restrictions have changed their practice as a medical provider, but also as a business owner. And you've been talking, Dr. Chung, about the virtual visits that your company basically created a template for using in your medical practice in a very short time after this all happened. And now tell me how you get over a technology, I guess, obstacle or resistance that you might have, especially in some of your older patients, I would guess.
Yes. Well, so I'm 44, but I'm also someone who does not like technology. And so if I can do it, anybody can do it. So you're not expected to know anything. Just give us a call. We have a lot of staff members under the age of 30, and they will walk you through the process.
Okay. And they'll walk you through simultaneously to you being on the computer. So you do the steps, and I'm guessing that you would troubleshoot any problems that come up.
Yes, absolutely. It's very simple. And then worst case scenario, too, if we can also do what we can over the phone. There are some circumstances where we don't have the patients don't have the technology or the internet connection to do what they need to do. We can still talk to them over the phone. But we are still available, and we will take care of them, of all patients, to the best of our ability.
We were just talking to someone who owns an auto repair servicing shop, and they were talking about, you know, the danger of putting off maintenance. And it's the same that goes true, I would guess, for skin issues.
It is. There are some things that must be treated more urgently than others. And the challenge is that most people, unless you have gone through formal training to become a dermatologist, you would not know what that is. And so if in doubt, give us a call. We'll be happy to walk you through it and see if it's something that could wait until May or June to be evaluated, or something that we could try to address sooner. And that's true for all medical care, blood pressure, diabetes, all of that. Those things cannot wait.
Mm-hmm. As a small business owner, are you anticipating trying to see whether you'll pursue any of the CARES Act possibilities for financial assistance over the next couple of months?
Yes. Well, we're doing all that we can. We are pursuing all of the resources that are available to get us through it. But we've also accepted the fact that we may not get it. That's just a reality. And I think that's part of my philosophy when it comes to crises. Like I mentioned, my family left Vietnam at a time when a war happened, and I just happened to be born into it. I grew up in a country where I couldn't speak the language. I had the wrong skin color. I live in the wrong zip code. But we just accepted the fact that there are some things that we can't control, and then we stop focusing on that and then redirect our attention and start focusing on the things that we can control and that we can do. And that should be the case for all of us as we go through this crisis. Mm-hmm. What are the things that we can control, and do that with all of our hearts and all of our minds and all of our strength?
Well, and finding ways to persevere facing adversity is really, it is not just a trait that is common in our country, but it certainly is what you think about when you think about America.
That's right. And when I think about this crisis now, this is going to be a period that we'll be talking about for the rest of our lifetime, I promise you that. And it'll be a period that I'll be sharing with our kids and our grandkids. And so during this crisis, as I look through it, I accept the fact that there will be things that I could do to mitigate becoming sick, but there is no guarantee that can happen to any of us. And so I've accepted that fact, and I'm actually not afraid of it. The only thing that I'm afraid of is that when I go through this crisis, that I don't live up to the values that I have preached to my children and taught them. And so to me, that is a lot more, that's a lot more important and urgent, that I live with integrity, live generously, live with hope and with faith.
Well, and you're certainly distilling what's important in a very, very basic sense for all of us. It's all of that, you know, keeping ourselves healthy. And I'll I'll tell you, free advice from the person who's not the doctor from Harvard, wear your sunscreen. That's something we can all do, right? We can all
That's
do
right.
to be a little bit more careful and keep on washing those hands. Well, we're wrapping up here with Dr. Vin Chung with Vanguard Skin Specialists launching their virtual visits. Want to make sure people know how to reach you, Dr. Chung?
They can call us at 719-355-1585. Or visit our website, vanguardskin.com, VanguardSkin.com.
Okay, so we can all pretend we are doctors by washing our hands like we see on those TV shows, you know, like ER and such, and wash very thoroughly. But if you need the medical professionals, especially when it comes to dermatology needs, you might want to check out his services, Vanguard Skin Specialist. Dr. Vin Chung, thank you for offering just incredible insight. I really enjoyed speaking with you and hearing how your experiences have shaped your response to the coronavirus emergency. I think a lot of us can learn from what you said. You've been listening
Thank you so much.
Oh, you bet. You've been listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. I'm Shannon Brinius.